Button?
Button.
I'm ready if you are.
Button. The button has been buttoned. There are no snaps here or zippers. Just buttons. Occasionally a toggle.
What about toggles?
Occasionally a toggle.
Velcro?
If you want to be a traditionalist, you can use toggles. Velcro is right out.
Aww. It's like, you know, counting to five. Five is right out.
Yes.
Okay.
But as stated, the button has been buttoned.
Okay. I have to displace a cat.
No.
Oh, no. Hi, Boo.
Hi, Boo.
I needed to be able to lean forward and he was in my lap.
Displace is the right word because now I'm thinking of water displacement and we all know cats are fluid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's Friday night again and you know what that means. Last time, the group said temporary goodbye to Adelina, who stayed back in Roskilde to set up a forge with her new friend, whose name I've forgotten.
I don't know if we gave her a name.
Oh, we did.
Oh, yeah, there's a name.
Okay.
It had a double A in it. I just don't remember what it was.
Ah, all right.
And then the three remaining group members wander back off into the wilds with three leads from the job board. They first went to a copse of trees alongside a river where strange music was playing, where they discovered the ghost of a messenger who was, well, he wasn't really sure, but he had a message that he had to deliver and had for about half a millennium. They took the message and discussed with the ghost who, having delivered the message and imparted some important wisdom to the players, disappeared into the ether. Having left that behind, they now appear to be intent on continuing down the river. It's been, oh, who knows how long since the fires at Dunmarch. The place is the wilds, and this is Plus Ultra. So, what are you up to?
How long has it been since Adelina started working on the forge?
Oh, well, that depends on the rest of the... That depends on the group.
Ah, okay. All right.
If they have beelined for the next job item, then it's been a couple hours.
Okay.
If, you know, maybe half a day. If they have wandered around the wilds for 2 weeks without telling anybody, then it's been about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Can anyone here imagine that old Rob would be wandering around the wilds for 2 weeks when he could be sleeping with a roof over his head?
I could see that.
I mean, granted, the roof is made of canvas and the bed is made of straw, but that's besides the point. That's better than sleeping in basically a muddy pit surrounded by mushrooms. You don't trust the mushrooms anymore.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So my proposal...
The problem is, I can't imagine that because nowhere in Rob's abilities is don't get lost.
Oh, no.
Let me check his abilities.
I have navigation.
Yes, but we're talking about Rob.
Yes.
I will prevent him getting lost.
Rob has brash, which I think counters navigation in most cases. Devin would be like, no, the map says you have to turn left here. You have to turn left at the roundabout. Turn left at the... Why did you go straight?
Who let him drive anyway?
It's a roundabout. You have to go straight through him.
No.
You went over the middle of the roundabout. You're not supposed to go over the middle of the roundabout.
We're not getting the deposit on this car to back.
There was a statue in the middle. How did you drive over?
We are really not getting the deposit on this car to back.
Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I don't think we actually did that either.
I love this image. How to drive a roundabout. The car just has a straight line going through the center of it.
Right through.
Mm-hmm. No!
That is a way... You can do that once.
Mm-hmm. And then you need a tow truck.
That is certainly a thing that has been shared in this game. But I don't believe cars actually exist right now. My proposal is that because we took a couple hours getting to this location and doing this thing, that now that we've had the very peaceful moment of watching the ghost fade away and saying goodbye. And I wrote the guy's name down. Where is that? Ardlin. Ardlin was his name. Who had told us that Daggersk the dragon, who is not Dagger the dragon. That sounds like it'd be a really cool name for a dragon from the 80s. But what dragon that's self-respecting would refer to themselves as a small pointy thing? Claymore the dragon, perhaps. But Dagger the dragon? No, Daggersk should not be trusted. Which is fine, because there's no dragons anymore. So clearly, we don't need to worry about that. And we can say the word Daggersk as much as we want. Or Shadow. Clayless, he only likes to build his lair in loam. Yes, but that doesn't have as much structural integrity. You want more clay so it holds in place. Especially if you have fire breath, because then you can fire it and then you have a ceramic layer. Then you get to glaze it later. Anyway, my proposal is, after that happens, we, not the glazing of the layer, but the ghost fading away, we take a moment to poke through what's left of the wagon, probably not finding much because the metal there was more rust than metal, but you never know what might have survived over 500 years. Okay, probably nothing, but still. And then head back to town and hand in that one quest, because who knows, maybe we'll level up. We won't, but maybe we'll level up. And then we'll be, and then all of our opponents will level up with us.
Concerning.
Because we're playing in a Bethesda game.
Okay.
There aren't enough bugs for that.
Were you walking around the same forest I was?
Well, there wasn't more bug than forest, so...
You look off at the horizon, a cow spawns in and just falls to the ground from 100 feet in the air.
Oh, no.
That's the wild magic.
Depends on the color of the cow, surely. But is there a flower pot?
No, that's... You can't see the flower pot. It's inside a whale.
Not again.
All right.
Ellie, before the recording, I told you we would make our own green circles.
You did. It's been 10 minutes, and we have not even decided where to go.
Right.
But I did get through making a proposal that would allow us to go back and have a conversation with Adelina.
All right.
Yeah.
Bring back some stuff. Or
stuff, sure.
Ask if Adelina can view it.
Adelina, how's the forge you've been working on for a whole 4 hours? Is it done yet? I've got some rust for you.
It takes a little bit longer than that. Rust is not going to help anything, unfortunately. It'll just crumble, and then I'll have to clean the forge once it's done. If you put that there, don't do that. Don't do that thing. Yeah, I went around and found some rocks that were agreeable to be, you know, all grouped together to help make the forge. And, you know, that's working out pretty good. You need those rocks, because if they don't like you, they're going to roll out and not come back, you know? So we need that. We're trying to find a way to put like an awning over things that won't burn if something goes wrong, like everything did, you know, from where we started. Yeah, it's slow going, but it's really fun. They didn't have a forge, so I mean, I could teach someone how to do stuff. At a small level at first, so that they can actually eventually go ahead and, you know, learn to forge something or get another blacksmith or whatever they want to do. It's going well.
We found some rusty stuff.
And a ghost.
And a ghost?
Yeah.
Okay. One, though. What did the ghost want?
To deliver a message.
Oh, okay. What was the message?
Daggersk is not to be trusted. Pass it on.
Okay, what is that? What is that? Dagger?
Daggersk. There's a dragon at the end.
Oh. Okay.
Daggersk.
Yes, the existence of dragons is news to everybody.
Wow.
Anyway, apparently there was a big war against wizards and dragons, and Daggersk was allied with the wizards,
but not really.
Huh. Okay.
And Devin's going to interject with a bunch of facts that aren't mutable and changeable to make better stories, as Devin usually does.
Yes. Yes. You have it exactly.
Which part?
The part where I'm about to interject with fact and the fact that I usually do that.
That makes sense. You're a lot smarter than I am, so what's going on?
Oh. Really, we just have different specialties.
Oh, all right.
Sorry, now I need to remember what I was going to say before old Rob started talking.
That happens, you know.
He does that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
In my head canon, everyone else in the party says that happens, including old Rob.
Yeah, it's about right.
Dragons are apparently real.
Uh-huh.
And it is possible that the wizards were not fighting each other over resources or land or any of the things we assumed. I mean, I don't know what else might have gotten involved in the war, but apparently the war started because a wizard decided that dragons should not be able to produce offspring any longer.
Huh. Okay.
Or at least not as many as the dragons wanted.
And the ghost recognized the Academy symbol.
Oh.
He said that they were an outpost of the Flying Academy.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
That's why the city was built to an extent.
Also, that the city was built on a holy place of the big blue people. Tawadi.
Oh.
You remember the Tawadi. We went back and we met some, and that Dunport's built on a place that's holy to them, and I'm wondering if that's why it was safe during the mage storms, the magic storms.
Okay. It's kind of a lot to take in all at once, but...
Oh, aye.
Mm-hmm.
One just has to accept it as it is and move on.
Fair enough.
Uh-huh.
All right, gonna see if I can find more rocks to make the forge a little bit heftier, you know? Some of them will agree to it, some of them won't, but...
We're actually coming on sundown if you want to take a break.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that. Yeah, okay, I'll just, you know, I've got a bucket full of rocks and I'll just stick them by the forge for now and then I'll come back over here and sleep.
Okay.
Come back and do our next chunk of things in the next morning.
Indeed.
Oh, and the person who posted the job on the board pays you out the listed reward. It's, you know, it's not a whole lot, but it's enough to keep you.
We keep you happy.
If you weren't sleeping in the free tent, and if your meals weren't paid for, it would be enough to keep you in lodging and food for about a week.
All right.
Well, we're not going to be able to live off of the gratitude of the owner of the only house in town forever.
That's probably true.
Someday, if we are frugal with our spending and save up enough, we might even be able to upgrade from living in a communal tent on a pile of hay into living in a hovel.
Yeah.
Maybe even a lean-to.
We're hardly going to be living in this specific community forever.
Suppose we could get a nice, sturdy goat or a weather sheep or something and have it draw a cart.
An ox.
Do we even have oxen? Aren't those things just a tad on the
dangerous side?
No, more tad on the large, and therefore we don't have many left. Cattle anymore after the
We have
storms.
Cattle. They're blue and sometimes sing.
Might be a tad touch small. And is it really a cow or is it a goat with pretensions? In any case, we should probably set off for the thing in the morning, unless there's anything that's happening in the evening.
There's not. Rob holds court, I assume.
Oh, yes.
Around the fire, telling stories.
Parasinda treats everybody's cuts and scrapes and sore muscles and whatnot.
By the way, the goat with pretensions was turned into a cow by the well magics, but then it asked if it could go, and we said yes. By the end of the evening, when old Rob is heading to bed, old Rob will be certain that everyone who stayed to listen to a story was certain that Daggersk is not to be trusted. The player has thoughts based on information the character would not know, because somebody gave us a little spoilery thing at the end of our last session that perhaps if old Rob knew, old Rob would not be saying the word Daggersk as many times as old Rob says it.
Yes, well, okay. The night passes uneventfully. You wake up in the morning to the smell of coffee and sausage. Adelina, you're welcome to stay here if you like. You're welcome to go with the party if you'd like. They'll probably be back at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'm going to put these rocks over by the forge we're building, and then maybe go with a little bit to wherever we're going next.
Okay.
You might find better rocks.
I might find better rocks. It's all a matter of if the rocks want to cooperate, though. So, you know, you have to talk them into it.
You want rocks that promise you that they will not incinerate the town in magical fire after everyone is sent back in time.
What?
Because that's what happened in our last town.
Oh, okay.
That's true. We had concerning rocks.
Concerning rocks, well.
Which is also the name of a brilliant punk band. That old Rob is the lead singer for.
Oh my goodness.
Sounds about right.
But he only does spoken word punk songs.
That's not unheard of, actually. Okay. So she's going to bring the bucket of rocks over to where the forge is being built and then come with you guys for wherever you're going.
Go see a statue. See a man about a statue. See a statue about a man. No.
Yeah.
There's a statue we could go poke at the where the river splits into a couple branches. Might be interesting.
Okay.
Might find some ancient clues or something.
Anything's possible.
That's right.
Yep. All right, I'm going to go put this bucket of rocks over by the other rocks that are starting to become sort of the base of the forge. And then I'll come back with you guys. So she goes and does that.
And off we trundle.
Trundle, trundle, trundle.
And off we go.
Trundle, trundle, trundle.
Okay. The wilds are the wilds. They're alternately foresty and plainsy. There is kind of a path worn through them. You actually followed it most of the way to the shrine and then again to the copse. It goes roughly along the river.
Did it look like a path that, oh, adventurers made this? Or did it look like a path that was like, oh, wildlife keeps walking through the spots and it's been appropriated for this?
If it's the latter, adventurers definitely use this. And you haven't been challenged by any deer or anything.
Good to know.
We keep an eye for trail markers. Those little pavilion type things with a map that's covered in a clear plastic sheet.
Yep.
I'm making hand gestures as I say this.
And eventually you get to a place change where you can't see because I haven't put you on the map yet.
Oh, okay. Well, we can do that.
I've gone blind. I always knew this day would come.
You should be able to see now. If you can't, let me know.
I cannot see. It's a moment. Let me.
I can see one square.
I can see. Man.
I tapped it and see. It's fine now. Yeah. Okay.
See a statue.
All right.
Where a stream splits and goes off to the west and east. It's almost a 90-degree split. That is amazing. I blame the wild magic.
There's a statue. I might blame the statue. I suppose it depends on if the stream did that and they put a statue there, or if the statue made the stream split.
Well, old Rob is going to make a beeline for the statue to examine it.
Also, this, you are on the map about twice as big as you ought to be, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can fix that.
Indeed.
Appearance, dimensions, 1 and 1. Mm-hmm. What if I put 0.5 and 0.5?
There it goes.
And actually, I could also do this just to be totally silly.
You are a tiny little ant now.
Fear me! Eh, where'd you get off to?
I blame the wild magic.
Do I have to? Oh, there you are. Pick you up and put you in my pocket.
At the fork in the river, and as you approach, it becomes clear that the river is forking because of the statue. Hmm. There is a statue. It's about 8 feet tall and looks like a Tuati, hand out in greeting, but otherwise just standing upright. No clothes to speak of above the waist, pants below the waist, and boots. It's dressed like some of the Tuati that you saw when you went back in time. It is facing southward.
I'm going to go over and touch the statue and see what kind of metal it's made out of, if I can.
Oh, it's made out of stone.
Stone. Okay, good to know.
And it is not any stone that you have... This is not stone you're familiar with.
Right, interesting. I wonder how old the statue is.
Does it look like the stone is more sedentary or igneous? Or sedimentary, not sedentary. All stone is sedentary, unless something is going horribly wrong. But
right.
I mean, many of Adelina's stones are not sedentary.
This is true. Then Adelina.
It does not look. It does not look sedimentary.
Okay.
So possibly volcanic in nature.
Possibly volcanic.
Or magical.
I'm not sure how old Rob would know that.
Well, old Rob is skilled in identifying.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah.
And seeing through matter. Not sure that would help too much in this particular case, though. I imagine the statue, based on its size, is much larger than old Rob's ability to look through it, unless I spend copious amounts of effort, and I'm not sure I want to.
The river here is about up to your shoulders, Rob.
So I would not have crossed the stream like that.
You could make a running jump to get across the stream.
The problem with that is I'd have to run and jump.
And you'll be pretty soggy.
On the other hand... You go first.
Karasinda would like to scan the statue to see if it's like got moss or stuff, or you know, is there a living micro ecosystem on or around the statue?
The rock below the statue has moss growing on it. The statue itself is oddly clean.
Magic statue. We got any fish in these waters here?
Yes, there are fish. They are the usual kind of unusual.
Good to know.
I love that we're in a campaign setting where that sentence makes sense. It's a sensible sentence. Possibly about salmon.
I am going to ask for a speed roll of anybody who tries this, but you can clamber around the statue to the front if you want to.
I was going to ask if I could try that, so I am glad that you beat me to it. I'm looking through to see if there is anything I can use to lessen my eventual downfall, followed by a spelunking attempt. And by that, I mean the sound that one makes when they fall into 8 feet of water.
Yes.
Old Rob is going to tell a story about, I ever tell you about, this was decades ago. There were a bunch of youths back then that thought it'd be fun to try to jump from rooftop to rooftop. Thought it'd be a neat little thing that they could do. Sort of like playing the ground as lava, but instead of the ground being lava, it was like everything that wasn't a roof. The only problem was, do you have any idea how many roofs have thatch? Anyway, they have to watch their footing very carefully, and I want this to be a use of the anecdote ability,
okay, which
I get to do for free because Edge of Three. And
everybody is purified of one poison.
No, Anakin. The problem is, it's the wrong poison.
Time to say that I brought a climbing kit.
Excellent. Do you have batons or batons or pitons? I think they're all different things.
I have these little pointy things.
Ah, I have no idea what those are called.
Stakes? Not sure we want to try to... Well, I suppose if there's a niche, we can wedge them in the statue.
Let's not...
Yes, I was more thinking the rope might be helpful.
Mm. Yeah, let's not risk damaging the statue. It might not like that.
Mm.
Which sounds like superstition, but there's one of us that can talk to rocks already. So maybe not much superstition. Anyway, I want the anecdote ability to make us skilled at keeping our footing at precarious heights.
Okay.
And I'm going to make a
speed run. So you want me to talk the statue into letting you climb it?
I was just referencing that the statue might have opinions on using spikes to hold on to it.
Ah, okay.
Is there anything on the statue that looks like we could loop a rope around it?
Well, it's a Tuati.
It's got feet, doesn't it?
It's got feet. It's got a neck. It's got an outstretched arm.
My concern is, like, if we're not going to use the batons or pitons or whatever they're pronounced as, we're probably not going to use a grappling hook either, so we'd have to tie the rope on. And depending on the size Adelina up. And angle of the statue, we might have to walk around the statue in order to use the rope to walk around the statue.
We can boost Adelina up and ask if she can tie
the statue or something. I can tie a rope, sure.
Tie a rope to around its ankle.
Okay.
Sound about that sounds logical?
Wait, there's no climbing required to tie a rope around its ankle.
Ah.
Okay. Oh, it's
that,
not.
That was how I was unsure about things. All right.
Okay. Well,
sorry.
Wasn't sure how high up it was on its little podium there.
All right. So we have a rope.
Oh, no, just like 3 feet.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
She could probably wiggle up there herself with the tie rope.
Well, we have a rope to steady ourselves and an anecdote to make things easier.
Okay.
So that means if I press this button, actually, that's going to ask for a base difficulty. And sometimes Ellie likes to keep that secret. So I'm just going to roll and hope that a 13 does something other than a sploosh.
Oh. Yes, a 13 is fine. You have come around to the front of the statue.
We all knew I'd come around eventually.
Yes. It stares off toward the southern mountains. It doesn't move. It doesn't... Yeah, it's just a statue.
Look like anybody we know, Rob?
Well, Kerosene is the one with recall.
And the one who does not want to be traipsing around on that thing is going to probably wind up having to.
All right. Pass me the rope and...
Here you go.
Please tell me you only pass down the end.
I did not untie the rope.
So with an asset from anecdote and an asset from the climbing kit, the task will come out as eased by one.
I was looking for a DC of 9.
Well, that's not going to do it.
Well, if the was DC, was the target number 9? Or was the difficulty 9?
Target number was 9.
Okay. And was that before or after assets?
That was before assets.
And that was 2 assets. So that's actually, that would be a success.
Not going to do anything.
2 assets reduces the target number by 6.
Yes, and I'm hindered, remember?
Oh. That's right, because this is an athletic pursuit.
Yes. And Devin is... Nerd who doesn't climb around on things.
This counts as a bath for you. Are you okay?
Rob, I will allow you. Rob, I will let you make a speed defense roll at, let's say, 12. Target number of 12 to catch Devin before they fall in.
So base difficulty 4. I'm putting it in the yes. on all in one roll thing that's added into Foundry.
Gotcha. So yes, base difficulty 4.
Yes. Speed defense. Can I try to use the rope as an asset in this case?
Yes.
Okay. And this is not me keeping my footing. This is trying to save Devin. So I don't think that counts as yes. an asset. So we're just going to roll like that. And success!
Success. You managed to grab on to Devin's collar if his back was an inch lower, it would be in the water.
He tried to climb up and hoisted himself onto the base a little bit and then immediately skidded off.
Pretty much.
Watch the moss, it's slippery.
So it seems. Thank you.
Up you go. Up you go. Come on.
I'm climbing. Just slippery.
Old Rob is also helping with this, and I imagine they're both having difficulty getting someone who was almost in the water to be not almost in the water anymore.
Somewhat less not in the water. Yeah. Somewhat less almost in the water. Is what I mean.
So, old Rob's repetition of come on, come on, come on is not so much telling Devin hurry up, but more old Rob's frustration at a friend of mine is in a position they don't want to be in, and I'm trying to help them, but not very well.
Oh.
Even with a successful role. This is mm-hmm. old Rob we're talking about. And old Rob is having to do effort. Mm-hmm. Not in-game mechanic effort, the other kind of the original effort, the one that means trying.
I wonder if there's something I can do to convince my boots that they would like to be grippier.
Well,
they're called
cleats. I'll let you use hedge magic for this. Let's say difficulty. Oh no. You don't have to roll. Yeah, if you just spend the intellect point, then yeah, I'll let you use hedge magic for this. And while Devin casts hedge magic, why don't we go ahead and take a 5-minute break, and please keep it to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Garcinda, why is your hitbox an entire space wide?
Because I just shrank my...
She used scaling instead of changing the actual icon size.
Yeah. All right. I need to jump over to the other game.
All right.
I'm ready for crash or push your button.
And that's when I said punchline. I didn't have a joke prepared, so
excuse me.
We won't fix it in post because that requires effort.
Speaking of effort, Devin and Rob have made their way to the front of the statue. It is... the front of a statue of a Tawadi.
However, the front of a statue is where they often put things like plaques or inscriptions.
Indeed. And in fact, as you look over the edge, there is an inscription on the front of the statue.
And this is why I am climbing onto it. Because I have the translation book.
I thought it was because of your adventurous spirit.
Let's put that one down as a solid maybe.
Devin is about as adventurous as old Rob.
Devin is somewhat more adventurous than old Rob, but mostly only because the stuff he wants to study tends to be in places.
Not places.
Places.
Let's put it this way. You are more adventurous than old Rob will admit to being. And he's very much hoping that no one points out that he was the first one to go around the statue. So, we have an inscription.
Yes. It is written in the language... It is written in the same language as the inscription in the shrine. The formal inscription, not the graffiti.
Is that one of the ones that we actually have a translation ability about?
I think it's one of the ones in the Rosetta book.
And we at least have the alphabet one now.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure you've identified that one as Tawadi. But I don't think you have an actual translation into your language.
Probably not yet, not unless Devin was doing a lot of that yesterday before. Still, I'm sure that it's being inscribed upside down right now.
Yes. I am also assuming. Yep.
Harrison is moving off a ways to where the water bends there to try to peer at the statue's sideline profile, look like anyone they met in their little thought to the past.
It's not someone you recognize. Mm-hmm.
That is one magic statue. Why is it?
Perhaps the pigeons keep it clean.
Kirsten is going to examine the ground behind the statue and use that their ability again. It says roll. I don't know if that. Oh, that's terrible. Never mind. Why did I even?
Ignore the natural one.
The natural one didn't show up until after Ellie said ignore the natural one.
Basically, what she would like to figure out is there ever was anything resembling a riverbed on the other side of the statue? You know, is there like a suspicious shallow dip behind it? How do you think?
I mean, there is a dent directly behind the statue, but it's less riverbed and more silt has piled up around the base of the statue.
Because it turned. And yeah, it's still turning.
It's maintaining its momentum.
Right. And it's still turning. This is still working. This river should be forced to explain itself.
This statue said to the river, "You shall not pass."
And it certainly isn't doing it here. And the momentum of that thing, even with the... Yeah, okay, Kerosene is getting down the bank and you know, putting everything that would have a problem with getting wet is going a safe distance back and, you know, lying down and rolling her sleeves up and sticking an arm in to see if the bank here has like rock underneath it. The actual reason why this river is forking like this, which is there anything besides magic that make this river do this unconscionable thing that would make Mark Twain yell at it?
Go ahead and give me just a plain old intellect roll, DC 3. So, target number of 9.
Intellect 3, target 9, roll. No.
8. Okay. The...
Actually, can I spend an XP on that to or something? Is that how it works? Inspiration? I have an inspiration.
You can spend an inspiration.
I want to spend the inspiration.
Okay.
Do I re-roll it?
Yes.
Okay. Intellect. Difficult. 3, basic 9. Roll them. No. Bad. Fine. Okay, I fail.
What I will tell you is that... Sorry?
Ellie, didn't you instill a house rule that we could spend a point to have the roll be exactly what we want, what we needed? Or am I misremembering that?
I would like to do that, if that's okay.
That's fine. Thing,
right?
I think that's just inspiration.
Oh, okay. Then I'll do... If I can have done that.
If I'm happy to give my inspiration... that.
No, I don't have a problem with this.
Okay.
Yeah, you can tell that there is something going on here. You're not geologist enough to know what, but there is, you can tell there's a tactile difference between the soil of the bank and the silt that's washing up. But also, things are so weird out here that this river might actually post-date the statue.
And it just happens to split here.
And the statue might have walked here.
Hush, you never know. Might have.
It might have.
All right. So we've got a statue here out in the middle of nowhere. If I were someone erecting a statue, does the statue look towards something interesting? Or is something interesting behind it?
Well, there are trees that way, the way that it's looking toward.
With one hand, is the hand pointing, or is it just sort of outstretched, like, dramatically?
No, it's just sort of outstretched dramatically.
Okay. And what's behind it?
Prairie, and then more trees.
Any chance of that inscription?
Let me consult the Rosetta book. Is there something that I should be rolling here? Research?
Research sounds good. Let's make it DC 3.
Oh, in that case, I'm going to auto-succeed because of my intellect edge.
Okay, no problem.
But I will roll it just to...
Who knows, maybe you get an intrusion.
Indeed.
Go ahead and roll living off the land. Call it DC 6.
So Karasen is looking for snacks while Devin is looking for answers.
Yes.
DC 6 is the target number.
I'm sorry, target number 6. DC 2.
20?
There's the player intrusion. If you'd like, you may lend your player intrusion to Devin.
Yes. Hey, Devin. Here. Have a snack. Maybe it will give you inspiration.
As an aside, I still am very amused by the fact that all of old Rob's player intrusions that he gets for being a speaker involve NPCs. So what do we do?
Yes.
Go off into the wilderness repeatedly.
Well, those are just suggestions.
I know. Still funny.
I'm giving it. If I can give this intrusion to Devin, I am giving it to Devin, possibly in the form of inspiration, munching some edible root or flowers or something.
Oh.
Okay. I have a suggestion for the intrusion. Instead of, so you have the ability trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of coming up with a pertinent fact, is there something you would like to learn? A pertinent thing you would like to learn?
Definitely, but,
Crack the Chawati code.
Ask Ellie, what do you have in your pocket?
The Rosetta book had Chawati in it, didn't it?
Yes.
So, and we've gotten the explanation of the script from the ghost, so maybe I have made significant progress on, like, finding the correct words, and I'm sorry, I don't know. I don't know.
No, I understand what you're going for, though. Yeah, okay. I will say that you have a fairly firm grasp of the Tuwadi, what the Tuwadi script on several of the pages means. And based on the little Tuwadi you heard while you were with the Tuwadi, you can start pronouncing some of those words. There aren't any sounds, you haven't heard any sounds that require, like, tusks or anything.
Wonderful. Do I have any idea what the inscription says, then?
It is... This is a version of Tuwadi that isn't... Like, it's the difference between Homeric Greek and Attic Greek.
Ah.
Like, it uses the same script, most of the words are the same, but there is some weird... Like, there are some letters in places where you don't expect them to be. But you can get the general idea that the inscription says something along the lines of, the very bravest may call me into service.
I think that perhaps it walked up there. It says that the very bravest may call it into service, which
rules me out.
Yes,
not sure I'm desperate enough to be that brave.
Indeed. But, It's certainly some sort of guardian. Or at least I have to assume that's what it is.
Plausible.
It's the kind of solution to a mystery that just reveals more mysteries. Guardian of what? Guardian for who?
Tawadi? Tawadi?
We're out in the middle of nowhere. This implies there was somewhere.
Or this was a site that they frequently stopped at while traveling.
A site dangerous enough to need a guardian.
Dragons? Might need to guard against dragons.
Panthers?
Jump scare! Jump scare! No fair!
No, there can't be any panthers here. There's no closets or cabinets.
No boxes.
Alas, all I'm finding are mascot gifs as I search for panthers.
Oh, well. Well, is there anything else you would like to do here? Or have you...
found it. Well, let's put a pin in this. Not in the statue, just in the investigation of this mystery. We might find more answers, but we gotta start. And also, go work on the translation.
Which way to the gazebo from here?
Left.
Just keep going left on the road?
Are we
No, the gazebo is not on the road. It is near the river, but the road stops before that.
Mm.
Are we sure you want to investigate the dread gazebo?
Uh-huh. Possibly following the river, or at least the road follows the river a bit, I assume, until it stops.
Yes.
Well, keep the river in sight and...
In theory, that's a good idea. In practice, wild magic might mean the river doesn't exactly travel in a linear fashion. But if the GM wants to mess with us in that way, the players can't really do anything about that.
Maricinda would just like to be following, checking along the riverside, just to see what the wildlife is doing, if we have any weird wildlife cropping up that's weirder than usual, weirder, different. Too normal or something, you know.
And it occurs to the player that we're safe from any gazebo shenaniganery because we're not playing D&D. We're playing Cypher System.
Right.
He says, pointedly ignoring that Cypher System makes it even more easy to turn anything into a monster. Right.
Let's investigate the gazebo.
To the dread gazebo.
Especially since, well... it's slightly more likely to be some sort of teleportation location than the statue is, and our best bet for recharging the clicker, the anchor, might be to find somewhere that a proper anchor would travel to.
I'm considering Tawadi, I wouldn't put this statue as not being a landmark that they might travel to. But we can always come back here.
Indeed.
Okay.
Maybe
you're headed to the...
these amulets we have, but, you know, and maybe I'm jinxing it by saying this, but the wilds don't seem to be that dangerous.
It's the amulets. And you're jinxing us.
And there were those skeletons.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, they were already dead.
That should have made them less dangerous.
They weren't that bad. Point of evidence, we handled it.
Off screen even, and yet.
We're so powerful, we broke that fourth wall.
Adelina is very good with that hammer. And bones tend to be brittle.
True enough.
And so, fourth walls.
So where's that gazebo? Is it over by the pile of rubble?
As you travel along the river, you start hearing a rushing sound, and the road does eventually disappear, and you start coming to a place where the trees abruptly stop. Yes. We haven't gotten close enough to see if it's a cliff yet.
I suppose we'd better, then.
Rob has wandered off.
Of course old Rob has wandered off. There's ruined stuff over here, including a small bit of wood over here, well away from the other bit of stuff. The larger bit of stuff.
That's true.
And here there's, oh, my, that's a long drop, isn't it?
It's a pretty long drop. The river does turn into a waterfall at this point as it goes over the edge. The cliff is kind of abrupt, and the ground below is covered in trees, but what you can see on the map is only like a smattering of what's actually there. And the river is occasionally visible through the treetops. Yeah, it's a couple hundred feet down.
Old Rob was being sensible by not going anywhere near that cliff face.
Well, I'm going to back up a bit away from it and stop looking at the dizzying heights.
So this, I was having trouble drawing a hill on the maps. So there is, this is like, there's one hill, there's it's all one hill and it's basically a teardrop shaped. And then at the top, there's a sort of, it's not really a flattened area, but it's not really a dome either. There is what looks like the ruins of a wooden metal gazebo at the top and the ruins of a smaller, maybe a smaller gazebo on top of the pointy part of the teardrop.
It's a baby gazebo.
The gazebo at the top. The gazebo at the top of the hill is taking the trash cans out to the curb and driving to work.
Doing adult things. And then we have Son of Gazebo, which is a less popular sequel to all the gazebo movies that came out back in the day.
Well, what would you like to do?
Old Rob is looking at the smaller gazebo.
Okay.
And not just looking, but like picking up pieces and looking underneath them. Probably finding all kinds of interesting grubs.
Okay. It looks like some of it's embedded in the ground. Like, not firmly embedded, but, like, you got to shake the dirt off.
Things grew over top of it, then died and decayed, while other things grew on top of the decaying things, and basically it started to consume. Well, whatever Old Rob can pry, Old Rob will pry. Old Rob is one to pry. And consider
You can pry some of the wood out of the ground. You can, if you try really hard, you can pry some of the metal out of the wood.
And considering,
it's pretty rusted over, but some of this might still be good.
Oh, Old Rob isn't necessarily looking for salvage. Old Rob is looking for information. That's always more valuable to him. And considering that see-through matter costs 3 intellect points, and he has an edge of 3 for intellect, allowing him to see through 6 inches of material for free, he doesn't need to pry very hard to see further.
That's true. So what are Devin and Karasenda doing?
Devin will approach the larger, larger gazebo isn't the right word anymore, but the larger ruin.
Okay. Beth, if you're worried that people are talking over you, it's because you're muted.
That would do it. Going to help out Old Rob and grab some of the bits and pieces of salvageable metal and tuck them away.
Okay. Devin, as you climb it, you realize that this is actually like, it feels like it's two hills that have merged together. Like the part of it that you're on feels like it ought to be kind of a dome. And then there's a smaller hill that got attached to it somehow. So it's a little harder going up the main dome, but you can get to the top. I'm not going to require a roll for it unless you really want to. I saw your ring light up, but I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, me?
Yes. Nearby, a plane flies by overhead.
Either that or Rob is a cream.
It's the wild magic. It has made the cow flatulence more flammable than ever before.
It's true. That actually was a car, but plane was funnier.
Yes.
It sounded more like a plane.
Got some good Doppler effects there.
It sounded like somebody needs a muffler.
Many people around here like mufflers that do that specifically.
Ah.
To what I am sure is Devin's great dismay, there do actually seem to be the ruins of a couple books underneath the wood at the top of the under the gazebo, basically. They are so devastated that they're beyond repair. But it's obvious that they were books at one point.
Which would certainly devastate Devin.
Yes, this is devastating.
I can see the look of a distraught person from here. What did you find? Skeletons?
I heard the wince of pain through the aether.
I have sensed great disturbance destroyed in the force.
Oh no, what?
Sorry.
What happened?
Hi, my assume.
After all this time, it's difficult to tell, but it doesn't look like they were like burned or cut or anything. These just have been left out in the open for 500 years.
Which is amazing, because that means they survived in the elements for 500 years. Well, such as they are.
I mean, there's wild magic. It might have been preserving them for a while.
True. Wait a minute.
Huh?
From what we were told about gazebos back at the town, these are like pavilions. They don't have walls, really. It's an outdoor structure wherein when you're in it, you're still in the outdoors.
Uh-huh.
Who would keep books in one of those?
Someone who was in a gazebo when the wild magic had books with them to read?
There would be more than just books here, then.
Bones, but...
Old Rob is going to look for anything else.
Well, I never did tell you what you saw.
What did I see?
You saw a layer of soil and decaying matter, and then thick, thick skin, and then living flesh.
Did I see that at the small gazebo, or am I seeing that at the big gazebo?
Also, yes.
I have a proposal. We are going to very gently step off of this hill and go home.
All right. Karasinda will very gently step off of the hill. Stream we followed, the river.
This hill is growing on top of something that is alive. Like, animal alive, not plant alive.
What?
I don't know. But I think we should examine it from the edges and carefully.
Yes, that sounds like a good idea.
Would everybody who's getting down from the hill please make me a DC-3 speed check? Devin, you are hindered on this one because of athletic pursuit.
Running. Okay.
Go.
Success.
One moment, let's...
I saw Karasinda's previous nat 20, and I thought, oh, wow, that's really... that was... Devin got a 2. May I?
Trips. He trips.
May I give Devin my inspiration?
You could, but I would rather you didn't.
Okay. Then I will not give Devin inspiration. I will not inspire Devin.
I spent speed points on that, too.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Which means
that I think he attempts to go very quickly and then trips because he is not the most coordinated individual.
Devin was being so careful about where he put his left foot, keeping his eye on his left foot, that he didn't realize the toe of his right foot was underneath a root.
Oops.
Devin, that's about right. You catch yourself, but just barely, and as you do, the heel of your boot goes through the soil and scrapes against the skin underneath, and you get down to the ground safely. But as you do, the hill starts to rise up.
Well.
And what you thought was a hill and then a smaller hill attached to it turns out to be a titanic creature whose head easily reaches above the treetops.
I would like to spend my point of inspiration to re-roll as a character that has the ability to go invisible. I didn't say I can't do that. I'm saying that's what I'd like to do.
Yes.
It's not happening.
It is a quadruped that looks... None of you have seen anything like this before. To the players, this looks like a cross between a turtle and a brontosaurus.
It's mine turtle.
It's what?
Never mind. Mine turtle has a very long neck.
Ah.
Concerning.
So
it's
a giant turtle with a brontosaurus body.
Kind of. It doesn't really have a shell so much, but it's got the general turtle, like, it's got a more turtly body plan than a brontosaurus body plan.
The legs are more widely stanced.
Right.
Possibly stubbier.
Yeah, exactly. It shakes like animals do when they get up and they've got like dust on them and soil and plants and gazebo bits rain down. You don't have to dodge or anything. None of it hits. Like, you might get a little dirty, but none of the big bits hit you.
Fragments of disintegrating books fall among us as Devin's heart shatters into a million pieces.
Oh. And it turns its neck and cranes down and looks at you and says, whoa.
Hello.
It turns its head a little in that animal looking at something it doesn't understand way.
Does it look from its mouth shape like a vegetarian or a carnivore?
Like a vegetarian. It looks like it eats trees.
I know Beth said carnivore, but she cut off after the first syllable for me. So It sounded like you said, does it look like a vegetarian or a car? I check the sides of its body for doors.
It does not have doors.
The hatchback. Not checking for the hatchback. Not looking there.
I will allow anyone who wants to make me an intellect roll, though, again, at difficulty 3.
I have training in identifying. Is that relevant or no?
Sure.
You said difficulty 3?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
I am not rolling well. I'm just not rolling well, and I'm just... it's not a
difficulty 3 or DC 3?
Target number 9.
Okay. I figured, but I thought I'd better ask before I hit the roll.
It's not and a I'm plant. Spending... I know nothing, apparently.
Well, my dice luck still is terrible. But
you succeeded anyway.
I succeeded anyway because I spent 2 levels of effort.
I'm going to see if this works. I'm testing Foundry VTT right now. So this is an intellect roll. I got an edge of 3. I am going to use effort because it's free for the first level. I want to see if all in one will acknowledge the edge or take the points out of intellect. Let's find out. It acknowledges the edge and doesn't take the points out. I know it takes the points out otherwise. So it does recognize our edge. That is useful.
Cool.
Yes, also, I rolled a 15. Useful.
Yes, you beat that by a 12.
I need to roll the bad numbers out of these dice.
EO, dear listener, has just rolled 17 d20.
I think I actually rolled all the good numbers out.
Rolled above average.
Rolled a 186.
I rolled all the good numbers out.
The trick is you roll 100 d20s. And that resets it back to the beginning.
Okay. Karasinda, you are scared out of your wits.
It's too big. The house. Thing's too big. Too big.
It's not a house. You don't want to live inside one.
And just because it's vegetarian by nature doesn't mean it won't eat meat. After all, you get critters like bunnies, they'll eat a bird if they catch one.
Evan, this thing has almost certainly been hibernating for a very long time. Probably the entire 500 years.
Ah.
Rob. Sorry.
We've awoken it. The
Rob.
Or has awoken.
You, knowing what you know now, you probably wouldn't call the thing on top a gazebo. You would probably call it a palanquin. And the smaller thing at the to the south is probably a driver's seat.
You lost everybody's your riders.
Uh-huh. It's Devin looks at old Rob and goes, it's domesticated.
Or at the very least, was allied.
It eat people.
It lifts its head back up to look over the trees, such as they are here, and to the west, over the cliff. And it opens its mouth and makes a noise that is enormously loud and sounds like several dozen horns being played at once.
Kerasinda and her nat one are
home now, thank you.
Kerasinda and her nat one are just going to crouch down and cover her head with both arms and hope nothing falls on her. Or hope we don't go into a sudden cliff slide or something.
It sounds like Ricola.
Exactly like that.
And if we hear more calling back soon, that's going to be an absolute thought.
In fact, you do hear some crunching and responses, not from up here, but from down below. And if you were close to the cliff, you would see a dozen, maybe a dozen and a half of these poking their heads up between the trees.
Well.
Great.
There's more. There's a herd of them. They're going to eat us out of everything.
Welcome back. The world's gotten a lot smaller since you took a nap.
It cranes its neck down again to look at you and give you an appraising glance, like, are you going to hurt me?
The look that it gives back is one that is basically, just like that look says, are you going to hurt me? Olb's Rob look says, you think I'd be capable of that? Me? Me not that kind of adventurer. Me not adventurer, as established in the lore.
And then it woofs at you and raises its head back up and starts stomping off to the south.
Is old Rob able to make a speed check to keep his hat?
Oh, yes. You don't have to keep your check. You don't have to make a check. You can keep your hat.
Is old Rob covered in mucus from the woof?
No, it's not that kind of woof. It's
okay.
Nice, doggy.
What's to the south?
Mountains, as far as you know.
At least it ought to be easy to track. Oh, good, it's gone away.
Yeah, it walks off into the forest. It is surprisingly cautious about where it puts its feet, so it's not like knocking trees over or anything. And in fact, it's not really. It's trying its hardest not to step on anything if it can help it.
Tiptoe through the tulips, where the tulips are full-grown trees.
Yes, pretty much.
Harrison is just going to sit here and have a little panic attack for a while.
And that's where we're going to end it. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you, everyone out there, for listening. Tonight, I was joined by four awesome people, one of whom isn't here anymore. Beth, Crash, Eo, and Jen. And who'd like to plug something?
Eo's Mom Writes Books.
Mm-hmm.
At ElizabethMcCoy.com.
Mm-hmm. As Crash was looking up the other day.
Indeed.
Yes. That's when I learned that one of us has a Wikipedia page.
I'd forgotten that.
That doesn't say Eo's Mom Writes Books on it, or even ElizabethMcCoy.com on it.
It's an old one. Huh?
And speaking of websites.
Speaking of websites, if Jen was here, they would tell us about bookofjen.net, where they post all kinds of things, including book reviews and stuff, and also shatteredsoulstone.com, where they have a mostly wiki podcast that is mostly about Activision games, specifically Diablo, but also covering the other Activision shenaniganery as well. Activision Blizzard stuff. And also, we have a website for all these podcasts. You can go to aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel to subscribe to the RSS feeds for any of the campaigns that we're doing right now. You could also follow us on the Fediverse by pointing your browser to is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shenshen, Walter, Lived Roman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Ellie saying, someone has been saying my name an awful lot. But I'm comfortable. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Daggersk. 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 Daggersk.
Good night.
Must you say that name constantly?
It's catchy. And this, by the way,
no, it doesn't sound usually like a word anymore.
That's almost the point. And this is why old Rob does spoken word, because no one wants old Rob to carry a tune. They're not sure he can.
Probably not.
Good night.